This is RSBNB Update, episode 156, recorded Thursday, June 12, 2008. Fokker and Junkers. Hello everyone, RSBNB update time, it's that time of the week. It's been 3 years since Peek and I originally embarked on this great journey to boldly go where no one has gone before in the attempt of creating a RuneScape podcast. And I think over time, it's been a rather successful mission, and as you've noticed in the past, it's changed from Pika and Shane to Brad and Shane.
Woo, so Brad.
Brad's here this week.
Hi. Are you sure you're recording this time?
Yes, I am recording this time.
You don't have to do all this again.
I am recording this time.
Well done.
I know for a fact I'm recording because when my hard drive spun up to start taking the recording, it sounded like an air raid siren.
German bombers incoming. Oh no, that's some Fokker wolves.
Wait, some what? Remember, we're doing this live.
There were actually German planes called that. That's not a swear word.
Really?
So yeah, there were German planes called Fokkers.
Really?
There were.
How do you know this?
Honestly. Because I'm a closet nut. I mean, I know a lot about history.
Okay. So you'll be able to get me the Wikipedia link?
Okay, seriously, I will get you a Wikipedia link now.
Good boy.
A Wikipedia wink? Look, listen. Fokker was a Dutch aircraft manufacturer named after its founder, Anthony Fokker. World War One, the German government forced Fokker and Hugo Junkers. Theater and World War Two. At the outset of World War Two, the few see, completely true, completely true. No word of a lie, there really are aircraft called Fokkers.
Okay,
we can get on to the more relevant stuff.
Okay,
now.
So this, what should we name this show? German Fokkers? German dive bombers or something?
You're a Fokker.
Isn't that side after?
Okay. Wow. That was also the guy's name in the Meet the Parents and Meet the Fokkers.
Yeah, Meet the Fokkers.
That was a good movie.
I think that was more a play on the swear word than a play on the fact that they were planes flown by the Nazis.
Wow, we're already off topic here.
Off on a tangent.
Yes, that's what they call a rat hole on other podcasts.
God, seen that? Now we're still going off on a tangent. Let's get back to the track, people.
Back on track to discover how to rock out to RuneScape with the Rocking Out quest. Rocking out.
I never thought I'd hear the words rocking out and RuneScape in the same sentence.
You know, one would think that with the name Rocking Out, it means that we're going to handle some sort of band quest or something, you know?
Yeah, it's like a Guitar Hero-esque quest.
Yeah. Anyways, no, that's not the case, sadly.
And you have to play the RuneScape song Deep Danger or whatever crappy names they've got.
Anyways, basically, this quest starts in with Bill Teach in Moss La Harmless, the Harmless Moss, or Port Phasmades. And basically, he tells you that there's this guy locked up in prison who wants to hear a story, but in order to tell him the story, he wants to see 5 marks, I think, right? That's how it works, right? 5 marks about something or other, right?
Yeah, he wants 5 signatures.
5 signatures. What for exactly?
I don't remember.
Showing that, like, he did something wrong or something, or that he's actually innocent.
Innocent, I think.
Yeah, that he's actually innocent.
Is this introducing the forgery skill into RuneScape? You can just forge all 5 signatures and then you're done with the quest.
No.
I wish.
That would be far easier from what Mike's told me.
You have to actually go around to do it. So the first guy you go to is obvious. You can go to Bill Teach, the guy in the agility Brimhaven place. What's his name? Izzy Nobeard?
Yeah.
Who else is there? There's
Captain Braindeath.
Okay, Braindeath Island. There's also the guy on Port Sarum named Redbeard Fred.
Redbeard Frank.
Oh, Redbeard Frank, okay. And Brass Hand Harry on Mos La Harmless, who has a brass hand, as you can kind of imagine with the name.
Really? Oh, yeah, that was the really stupid part about the quest, putting the hand together.
Yeah, and I have to get your help with that. Probably because it's like 2 a.m. or something. I don't know. But that was rather interesting. This has like some of the highest requirements we've ever seen for a quest, including 60 agility, 63 receiving, 66 crafting, which I barely make, 69 smithing, and the Great Brain Robbery quest, which is the reason why Brad was not able to do it.
And I wasn't aware of that requirement until I was actually figuring out why the guy wouldn't give me the quest.
Didn't you read the book or the manual?
No, I don't read the manual. You know, I don't read the instructions. You just get right in there and try it for yourself.
Okay.
That's probably why I fall down so much.
Yeah, probably. Anyways, also from the reward, 2K quest points, I wish. 2 quest points.
2K 20, quest points.
25K thieving, smithing, agility, and crafting XP. That's good. Access to pirate implings. It's not Talk Like a Pirate Day, so I'm not going to talk like a pirate, but...
Arr!
Yeah. Pirate implings drop pirate boots, unsurprisingly, the clothing, the eye patch, a bandana, and the other bandana, and 15 noted gold bars, so I'm really not sure why you'd want to hunt pirate implings. So.
Yeah, that sounds pretty crappy when you can buy most of that stuff pretty cheap.
Yeah. Access to the evidence lockers in the prison, for some reason, I'm not sure why you'd want that. Free access to Brimhaven Agility Arena, and the ability to keep an XX parrot pet at level 71 summoning. You know, I think that would be kind of neat, you know, if you could get a parrot and it would, like, sit on your shoulder, you know?
Does it actually sit on your shoulder, though?
I don't know. I haven't seen any in RuneScape, so...
Don't we have any confirmation on that from anyone?
Yeah, if anybody here has a parrot or wants to get one, send us a picture. We're interested to see.
Or if you've seen one.
Any idea why it's called an XX parrot?
No, maybe it's like an X parrot.
Perhaps it used to be a parrot, and then it used to be a used to be a parrot. So it's an XX.
Yeah, that's
parrot.
What I was thinking. Is George almost like a parrot?
No, he's a budgie. That's not a parrot.
That's too bad.
That's far smaller than the parrot and much less interesting.
You know, parrots actually live longer than humans.
Yeah, because Winston Churchill's parrot, wasn't it? I remember reading a few years back, Winston Churchill's parrot was still alive. And it actually said, F the Germans. Well, I read that in the article. It might have been a bit of satire, but it's probably true.
Wow. That'd be nice, you know?
It might have been F the Nazis. I don't know why it would have something that's a joke. Okay. I don't know. I'm just, you know, debating over nothing here.
Yes, exactly. Also, with this quest, you have the ability to thieve things from these evidence lockers.
And so they're encouraging us to steal from police evidence lockers.
Yeah, pretty much. And I know Lance told me he thieved a rune scimitar.
Not bad.
Mithril bars and some gems. So it might be a good way to train thieving. I haven't went to test it. So any of you guys in there who like thieving, go take a look at it. I think that would be Warren. Yeah. As he called it, thieve lore. So anyways, that's pretty much the way this quest worked.
Yeah.
Unless anybody else has anything on this?
Nope, no. Nothing.
I don't know. I think it was an interesting quest, to say the least, and it's good in theory, but they just put too much effort into going around, and the fact you don't get to keep the prisoner clothing or the guard clothing is really quite saddening.
Oh, Shane,
and disguises.
Oh yes, the disguises. One makes you look like you have an afro, like Party Pete.
Does Shane want to play prison? Does Shane want to play prison guards and prisoners?
No, you can be the prisoner though.
You'd like that, wouldn't you, Shane? You're a little. Oh, you sicko! You sick.
Okay.
The monocle sign's cool.
Yeah, it is, and Shane, there's also a fake nose.
Fake nose.
And
what
mustache.
Sort of like, who has a fake nose? Who has
like
a fake
those,
nose?
Like those big plastic noses, you know, that people wear at Halloween.
Sort of like Barbara Streisand's nose, except that's not fake, that's real.
I don't know what her nose looks like.
She's got a huge nose. Probably could be because she's Jewish, but I don't know.
Yeah, if anybody has pictures of the disguises, you know what, or know what they look like. You know what I'm talking about, how they, like, have, like, it's like those big noses that used to...
On the glasses, kids, like...
Yeah. Like the Harry Potter glasses, you know, except they have a nose on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was really fun. Because you have to do that in order to get the rum into the Karamja bar, so... And you know, once again, Jagex is encouraging you to make people drunk in order to get them to do what you want. You have to get this bartender drunk in order to confuse him, because that's what the disguises are for. You change your disguise each time, and he thinks it's a different person who wants the rum, but really it's just you. So Jagex is encouraging people to use multiple identities. So, fun quest, including the disguises, so...
It wasn't that fun.
It was. The disguise part was fun.
Okay, that part was fun.
Okay. What about swimming?
We didn't do any swimming.
You just dive in and you end up in the other place.
Oh, underneath the... Yeah, I don't know. Wasn't that fun.
Yeah. Okay, so ratings out of 5?
2.
Brad?
Well, the reward is pretty good, and it's nice to have a high requirement quest, so I'm going to have to give it a 3
on that basis alone. I'm going to go a 3.5.
Oh, Shane's got to be... No, I'm going to go for 4, then.
Okay,
don't be pedantic. You just wanted to beat me. You just wanted to say a higher number than me. You know it, Shane. You know it.
Oh, also, you have to go talk to 50% Luke, who has a wooden leg.
50% Luke.
Yeah, and you need to like take a marking of his leg.
I'm gonna start calling myself 100% Brad.
Does he have both legs
there,
still?
Babe. What?
Because he have both legs still?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it all turns into something like you have a skin condition that you need to use charcoal for to treat. But
charcoal for a skin condition. Can you imagine going to the doctor and him saying, "Yes, you have a skin condition. You need to rub charcoal on your skin." Christ, where are we? The 1800s?
So, yeah, you end up doing that and taking a print of his leg. So, I don't know. I'd recommend this quest. So, that's that. It was a good quest, I'd say, for the disguise part and the leg part. The rest was just so repetitive. It's like everything is different and whatnot. But
RuneScape is an MMORPG. Repetitiveness is what it thrives on.
Yeah. Anyway,
putting that hand together was just a poor excuse for a puzzle. It's like it didn't even like work properly. Like it didn't show up properly on the interface. Like didn't match up.
That is true. That is true. So I don't know, the puzzles sometimes. I don't know, but so if you're interested in pirates and you want to put some disguises on and order some rum, by all means, do this quest. Anyways, time to look at the bug bag. We can actually call it a bug bag this week. The Menaphite kilt action was appearing as blue in your inventory, even though it's red when you put it on. It's now correctly showing up as red in your inventory.
Yay. What a great switch. I have been waiting for that for a long time.
Similarly, the iron and steel gauntlets from the Fist of Guthix minigame were the wrong shades of gray, making the iron ones look like steel and the steel ones look like iron. These colors have been switched around now.
Yay!
Finally, you can now store broad tip bolts in your bolt pouch.
Wow, this is such a great week for updates. I now feel that RuneScape is more complete as a game.
Okay. Now something a little more serious. Last week, I kind of forgot to mention the 2 quick chat worlds, and that dancing has been fixed.
Okay. Dancing has been fixed. Dance on, people. Dance on.
Like dancing around the monsters, you know?
Dance.
Dance. You have anything you want to tell us, Brad?
What do you mean?
You have anything you want to tell us?
No, what do you mean?
You know.
No, I don't know, Shane. Honestly, stop being weird.
Okay. Anyways.
Just play the clip.
I don't have it because I'm like disconnected from my umbilical right now.
Thank God he doesn't have that clip.
Oh, yes,
Christ.
I do.
No, you said you didn't. You said right now, Shane. You don't have
dancing.
Oh, for God's sake, I hate you.
I'm dancing out of me.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to relieve a bit of a
okay, I'm taking my headphones off and not listening to this crap.
Okay, you can come back now.
You said that was clip show material. How dare you? What I do when we're having our private conversations on Skype, nobody else's business.
So, I don't know, quick chat worlds might be interesting if you're muted, but... And after they brought those out, they made a clear effort to say that these will not be replacing regular chat.
Can I borrow your pistol, please?
No, I don't have that with me today. Yes, yeah, so, and the dancing problem is significantly fixed at things like Barrows, Calfight, etc. So... And also we got a nice little glitch here from last week's helmet when you put the face mask and earmuffs together. Brad, have you seen it? It's in the notes.
Yeah, I showed you that. I saw that.
It's rather funny, isn't it? How you can see people's heads disappearing and like they lose their head.
Looks like something from a cartoon.
I know.
Yeah, when they spin with the egg, that's the best.
Yeah. But you have to be a female and you have to have long hair to take advantage of it. So, I know Brad Sudifies the long hair.
Sudifies. Sorry,
satisfies.
Shane,
satisfies.
You completely messed up that insult. No, it's too late now. You messed it up.
Anyways, so that's that. Sadly, we don't have a new poll this week. But instead, why don't we take a minute to look back 6 months to what happened on December the 10th of 2007. 3 days before Brad's birthday.
Woo!
Wilderness removal. So, you know, originally it seemed like such a big change, right?
Well, yeah, a big change
still is.
Who used it regularly. You didn't use the wilderness regularly when you played RuneScape, so it's not like it's a big change for you.
Exactly. And, you know, people were complaining. people were complaining about it and stuff, but that's gone down a bit. I don't know. It's just further reaffirms the point that the more things change, the more they stay the same.
No, it doesn't. Oh. And do you want to know why there's no moaning about it now? Because all the really hardcore people who cared about the wilderness so much have quit, and they've been replaced by a new wave of noobs who know nothing.
I don't think so.
Exactly.
No. There was a poll 2 weeks ago about like the demographic, and like 65% of the people were people of over 1 year old or more.
And where was this poll?
On the RuneScape site.
Yeah, and so the people who left wouldn't be there to vote.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
And the way you said it sounded like you were saying 65% of RuneScape are over 1 year old. Not they've been there for a year.
Yes, they have been there for a year.
But
that's
how you said it... Oh,
they're 1 year old on RuneScape.
Just forget it.
They're 1 year old on RuneScape.
And so just because they've been playing RuneScape for a year doesn't mean they know what they're talking about.
But they would remember the wilderness.
Yeah, so how about the other 35%? They're the ones that have replaced the hardcore wilderness.
No,
people.
Of course not. I still see people who like to go PKing and whatnot, you know?
My logic is undeniable.
No. But I just think that people
anyone who's seen the film I, Robot will know that line. My logic is undeniable.
That sounds like something a Vulcan would say. Speaking of anyways, I won't go into my Star Trek stuff.
Speaking of yeah.
So, I don't know. It doesn't really affect me anymore. The only thing I have problems with now is the fact that the Reverends are overpowered and basically the Grand Exchange is a poor example of an open economy.
And Jagex.
Yeah, price caps and price mins, that's not right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So... what can we do about it, you know? There's nothing that can be done. aside from go out and protest. But, you know, Jagex, they would never listen to those protesters in the Falador and whatnot, so who really? I don't know.
They ignore the protesters.
And they don't care about the protesters in the game, because as long as they're in the game, they're still playing, and Jagex is still making money from them somehow.
Exactly.
Whether it be the free-to-play ads or the memberships. Of course they're not going to care while you're still giving them, still helping them obtain money.
Yeah, I don't know. So, you want to go dancing again?
No, I'm quite good, thank you.
Okay, good. So that's that. 6 months since the wilderness has been removed. Any changes? There's a few issues for me still, but you guys be the judge. Let us know on the post. Anyways, that's it for RuneScape stuff this week. Should we move on to questions?
Yay, questions.
First audio question is from Elevator Boy Schwanine.
Why'd you call him Elevator Boy?
Remember last week?
I don't remember. I wasn't here last week, you dumbass.
Well, did you see the video of the elevator thing?
No.
You don't want to see that.
Okay, fine.
Anyways, here's the question.
Hello there, Shane and Brad. First, I'd like to say congratulations on the 3rd anniversary show.
Thank you.
But here's
Thank
my
you.
Question for you. Did you ever have a nickname, kids, college and school, whether it be good or bad? Mine was Schwa, but I kind of liked it and it's good, so I stuck with it. But what about you guys?
No, I had no nicknames in school
yes,
or at
yes,
any other time.
Yes, you did.
Okay,
you did.
Junior school kids called me Woody. Shut up.
Woody, like the Toy Story character?
No, I don't think it was after that. It was I had quite a few nicknames. They were all generally ploys on the fact that the first suffix of my last name was Wood. So, you know, they were all really witty, thought of by 10-year-olds, you know?
Really, like what?
I don't know, just Wood. Just think of Wood and then put a suffix on the end of that and you've got yourself a nickname that was probably called to me.
Woodsman?
Yeah, I think there did used to be a kid who called me Woodman. He was an annoying little twat.
Was that the one who ate the berries?
No, that was when I was 5. And that kid got what was coming to him, little fatso. Anyway, can we please move on from my repressed
Anything
school memories?
Anything else besides Woody and Woodsman or Woodman?
No, I never had any other nicknames.
Oh, that's too bad. What does your dad call you?
Brad.
Oh.
He doesn't really call me by name, since generally there's only the two of us in the house. So if he's talking, I generally know he's directing it at me.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Very good point. Does anyone call
What's your nickname, Shane?
Wilhelm Woodford. Does anyone call you by Wilhelm?
James? For God's sake, shut up and tell us about your name, you dumbass.
Nicknames. Shaney?
Stop.
No.
Shaney.
Yeah, I've heard people call me that.
Shainer. I have a nickname for you, but it would give away your last name, so I can't really say it.
Shainer. Someone called me before.
Shaneth.
No.
Shaneta, that was thought up by
for some reason. How do I change my TeamSpeak name?
You can't without logging out, I don't think.
Oh, too bad.
Oh, anyway, too bad. So. Chain has really boring nicknames.
Yeah.
And that's no way as good as Woody. Come on. You should change my forum name to No, you shouldn't.
So, yeah, those are really have boring ones as well.
Don't.
So,
How about Mike? Your turn, Mike.
Well, people normally call me by my last name, but I'd rather not give that out.
Yeah, because if you did, you'd be found pretty quickly.
Because there's
very rare.
Yeah, because I know lots of people named Mike, and yeah, so I'm pretty much just called by my last name.
Yeah,
has it got a nice ring to it? Your last name. Sound nice? Is it pleasing to the ear?
Maybe.
It's like German, isn't it?
What?
It's German, isn't it?
Yeah.
And German names are usually nice. Unless it's
Otto
like
von Bismarck.
Is his name Mike Otto von Bismarck?
No.
everyone calls him Otto von Bismarck.
Is that even German?
It is.
Hello, Mike Otto von Bismarck. That would be a cool name.
Mikey?
Not Otto really. Von Bismarck was a Prussian and German statesman of the 19th century. And
okay.
Isn't there that ship called the Bismarck?
The Bismarck.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you, Schwa, for the interesting question.
That allowed much discussion.
Yes, next one, please.
Do you want me to take it?
Yes, please.
Have you ever been arrested for something done on a bet? And if so, what did you do? That question is from Andy Master 24. I think I speak for everybody here when I say I've never been arrested.
Yeah, me too.
Never been arrested. Never had any problems with the law.
I wonder if he's been arrested.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And perhaps he's serving a stretch inside and he listens to us via the computer in his cell. Nah, I don't think they'd allow you to have computers. No. I don't know, though, the way the prison system's going, you know? They already get Sky TV, you know?
Oh, really?
In this country, they do, anyway.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Wow.
At the very least, they get television.
Wow. That seems like the perfect thing, you know? If you're, like, homeless, just go commit a crime and get 25 years, and you get TV, healthcare, food.
And, well, yeah, to go completely off topic here, there was something on the news a few months back about how the prisons are so full in the United Kingdom because prisoners like it so much in prison. As soon as it comes time... Yeah, exactly, they like it in prison. So as soon as their sentence is up, they just go out and commit another crime. You're not supposed to like it in prison, damn it. It's supposed to be punishment. That's where the bloody bleeding heart liberal philosophy in this country's got us.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Andy Master 24.
Andy Master 24.
Okay. What's the stupidest thing you've ever done on RuneScape minus going in cave crawlers with only one anti-poison from Yazaki 90? Who's in TeamSpeak right now, I might add.
I always used to do, like, you know, sometimes I'd plan to do things, like, I don't know, go and kill a bunch of Slayer monsters or go and, you know, cut some ewes. And I would, you know, for example, walk out to the monsters, walk all the way out. It would be in some really secluded location, like, I don't know, like the Slayer dungeon in, you know, near Relica, whatever. And I would walk all the way out there, and then I'd find out that I'd forgotten my food. I'd basically brought nothing with me. I would do that often, you know, just forget to do stuff. Or I'd walk all the way out to the yew trees and forget to bring my axe. Stuff like that.
I forget teleports on quests.
Yeah, I always have to supply them to you. Like, I should just leave you behind and finish the quest.
No.
Because it's okay if you forget it, because you've got Mike there to lend you runes.
But I always get the items before we start the quest, so it kind of
balances that's true.
Out. So, yeah, that's how that works. As for me... Yeah, forgetting food. I know one time someone was going to do Desert Treasure and they brought raw food instead of cooked. That wasn't me.
Was that Pika?
No, someone else.
Who was Derek?
Who was it?
No, not Derek. It was the old chat mod guy.
Brant?
No, Poison.
Poison?
And then you just have to say the name because nobody
can
guess.
Yeah, everybody's taking blind shots. Just forgetting basic things like teleports. I never do stuff where I, like, die. Oh, last dumb thing I did was when we had the Armadale Boss Wars event, I logged in on the wrong world. And that was a disaster.
Shane is clever.
Yeah, but I think that wins. I can't think of anything stupid I've done.
Yeah, Mike's not stupid.
Like, I always forget my Slayer gem and stuff, but
that's
nothing that's really...
Pretty stupid you got a Visage drop, wink, wink, hint, hint.
Yeah.
And then you go to Half Shield the day later, like 12 hours later.
Yeah, but those are only like 60k now, so that doesn't matter.
Oh my.
Are you jealous, Shane?
Yeah, because I never get good drops.
Oh, come on. What about that clue you had a few weeks ago?
That's a clue, not a drop.
Oh, it's luck in general. You've got 20 million off one clue. So don't moan.
I need to go actually do more clues and do more herb lore and stuff, but I've just been too busy.
Been too busy having air conditioning installed.
Yeah, actually.
Why do you need air conditioning? Canada's cold. I can't see the logic there.
No. Mike, how warm is it in your room today?
It's 26 degrees.
That's probably because of all the insulation you've got on your house. Just open the windows and you'd be fine.
No, it's that warm outside.
Yeah,
really?
It is, actually.
Wow. I thought Canada was cold.
And plus,
all the time.
you got your that's hard drives and your TVs and your Xbox and the computer and whatnot.
Body heat.
So, yes, that's and I've also been busy working on some site stuff, which you guys will be seeing later. Anyway, so are we done with this one?
Yeah.
This next
one. That went really off topic.
Oh well, people like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and we know that for sure because the what's it called? The survey, that's it, that's the word. Yeah, I got it.
People anyway. like yeah, that's right, the survey thing.
Yes.
What was the result of the survey?
People like it when we go off topic and they like the questions the best.
Oh. Yeah.
And one person doesn't like me and wants Shane to get rid of me. So whoever you are, die. Go jump off a high ravine. The majority of the people like me. Move on. I've got in trouble making death threats before.
Yes, you are. Anyways, next one.
I don't think it's a death threat if I tell them to kill themselves. Anyway, Mike can have this next question.
All right. Where do you see yourself in relation to the forums and site in 1 year? And how about 5 years? That's from Total Talks, who's in TeamSpeak.
Woo! TeamSpeak.
I don't know. Well, the site will definitely still be around.
Yeah.
I don't know what will happen in these next 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. The site is going to stay around. I remember when last time we bought the domain, I was saying we should have renewed it for 100 years, but we decided on 5.
Yeah, well, we'll still renew it again in, 4 years now?
Yeah, it's always good to keep the domain, you know?
So nobody can steal your domain.
Like, the site will always stay around, even if RuneScape dies, but I don't know, we might have to convert to another domain name somehow.
And you can't just pull the plug on a community, you know?
I would.
Yeah.
Right.
Silence. Yeah, it'll still be around.
Yeah, but as for content, we'll probably be finishing up RuneWire, the guides, items, and NPC databases.
Oh, I hope we're done way before 5 years from
now.
No,
I'm talking about the next 3 months.
Oh, okay.
That's what we'll be seeing in the next 3 months.
It's going to be a busy summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Busy summer, and I'm just going to do nothing.
5 years, you know, if the RuneScape is not around, we'll be doing something else, like the RS Band database, maybe.
RS Band database?
Yeah, RS.
Does that work?
RS Band DB.
World of Warcraft bits and bytes, you see, because there's tons more items and quests and monsters to catalog, so you can, you know, if you finish doing it all in RuneScape and then RuneScape closes, then you can have fun and you can do it all again with World of Warcraft.
Yes.
I have expertise in that area, so I can help you.
Yeah, that, I don't know if we're willing to go that far to branch off into a new game, but...
If RuneScape died... No, actually, no, you probably wouldn't, because, you know...
I'd be open to starting up a Star Trek chapter.
No. No.
I was talking with Trekkie, and we were saying what a great idea it would be to do a podcast every week, reviewing a specific episode and whatnot.
Okay, well, you and Trekkie can do that.
Episodes.
Yeah,
Star Trek is dead.
It's not.
Star Trek.
The movie's coming
Star
out
Trek
next year.
Star Trek is dead. We have killed it.
It's not. So,
That podcast would only have a set number of episodes, because after a while you would run out of stuff to say.
There's over 700 total episodes.
What if you did one a week? You'd have a podcast for 6 years. No, not 6 years. You'd have 12 years.
Exactly.
14. 14 years.
If you so, yeah. Guys, check your MSN for a minute.
I'm not seeing anything. I don't see anything.
Yeah, you didn't send anything.
Oh, really? That's weird.
Well, you did leave the combo.
Oh, really? Mike, did you get that dot?
No.
Oh, my God.
Just message... Oh, for the love of God, I'm sure people love hearing.
Let's just go to the next question.
Next question, which one is it? Right. Have you ever done anything illegal against the rules or basically naughty in naughty boy in a rite of if so, what's the worst thing you did and how much trouble did you get into? Also, what made you want to do a podcast in the first place? That question is from Ryan. So let's take this question one. Let's see illegal or naughty stuff we've done.
Nothing illegal.
The only times I've actually broken the law has been I break the traffic laws quite frequently, but I wouldn't really consider them laws.
Guidelines.
Just guidelines, yeah. It's a suggested speed. I've downloaded pirated material, which is against the law.
I thought you were
going
to say something else there for a second.
I've downloaded pirates off the internet.
Shane.
Okay.
And I went to see a 12 rated movie when I was 10, which, you know, that's breaking the law.
What movie was it?
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, so that's about it. Go on, Shane. Or whoever.
Anyways, so me? Nothing really.
What's the naughty thing you've done, Shane? You must have done something naughty.
Nothing.
Go on, Shane. I bet you've been a naughty boy at some time in your life.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay,
anyways,
fine.
Mike?
How boring is that?
I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't have anything interesting.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
It'd be really funny if you know, I said, you know, well, you know, I've downloaded pirated material, and Shane goes, nothing, and then it comes to Mike, and he says, I've done a double homicide and blackmail. That would just crack me up.
Yeah. Okay.
Shame it would never happen, though, because, you know.
Anyways. As for making the podcast in the first place, I honestly don't know how we got started on this idea.
Wasn't it Pika's idea? I swear.
Yes, it was.
Idea.
It was his idea to make the Art RuneScape radio show, and this is when podcasts were first catching on.
So we owe it to Pika that we are here today.
Exactly. So we were going to get him on, but unfortunately we couldn't due to scheduling conflicts. So
yes,
that's that.
So we had Mike instead.
Yes, Mike. Mm-hmm. Anyways, thank you, Ryan. We're going to take a brief intermission now.
Why? I don't want to take an intermission.
Okay, let's just go to the next question. Shane,
no.
Go to the bathroom.
Okay,
Shane,
you didn't need to...
just go.
Oh, this is great.
You know,
yeah, just go. We can take the next question.
No, I don't need to. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Shane's going to hold it in now. Don't strain, Shane. It's bad for your health.
Okay.
Shane's embarrassed.
You know, you typically, if this wasn't a live show, it would be a lot better. But oh well, that's just
why
the way it rolls.
Why? Because people wouldn't hear that you need to go to the bath.
You could have just left while we were answering the question. No one would have noticed.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Next
Nobody
one.
Nobody would have known if you were gone. Okay. Somebody take this question.
I have a Gateway P6860FX, and I love it so far, but being a gaming laptop, it has horrible battery life. Only 1 to 2 hours could be. Tell me some techniques, some battery-saving techniques, or maybe point me into the direction of a battery upgrade from Kyle.
Turn down the screen brightness.
Yeah, that's one thing. Also, go into the power settings and check out what's going on there, what options you have. You should have a fairly wide selection of options, seeing as it's a Centrino. So, aside from that,
you should be able to scale down the CPU.
Yeah, exactly. That's one thing Intel is very good at. Also, what you can do is go to the Gateway website and see if they have a 9-cell battery. I know most of the standard ones that ship are 6-cell. See if they have a bigger 9-cell version. That'll
Those
help
are kind
a bit.
Of expensive, though.
Yeah, but it would help, but it's up to you. So that's what those are three options that you can do and whatnot. So there you go. Unless you have anything else on that, Mike?
Try not to run as many programs.
Yeah, I guess. Because
like, everything you can in the startup.
And then the reason that'll work is it'll cut down on CPU cycles, which in turn will cut down on power usage. So there you go. So try one of those, and if it doesn't work after you implement these, send us another question, maybe audio. And Brad, next one, please.
Next question is... Oh, here we... Oh, yeah, this question. Have you ever had a girlfriend? If so, how long was the relationship? That question is from Juradel. So I presume you want me to answer this question. I'm not going to go in detail every relationship I've ever had. I'll just say, yes, of course I've had a girlfriend, and the longest was probably about... 2 years? 2 years, yeah, 2 years. Silence, because nobody else has anything to add to that point. I don't like the silence. Say something, Shane. You're making me uncomfortable.
Maybe he went to the bathroom.
He probably did go. Actually, yeah, he probably did, so we have to talk
about
this some
more. Avoid the question.
Yeah, to avoid the question, yeah, that's a good idea. Because we all know Shane's never had a girlfriend. Probably never will. unless he finds a girl who's really into Star Trek and Apple. In which case, it'll be his dream girl and he'll marry her at once for that question.
My answer is no. Is that sad?
Not really, no. I'm single at the moment. So, you know, eh? Shane, did you go to the bathroom? So you can answer the question. Tell us about your girlfriend, Shane.
I don't have one.
What about Mr. Wong?
No, that's your little fantasy there.
Yes, it's my fantasy, whatever you say, Shane.
Yes, exactly. So
I think we're done with this question anyway.
Yes. He wants to buy my anti-fire pot, so that's good.
Isn't it ironic? A few weeks ago, I said at the end of the questions, if you want to know anything about my love life, just ask, and then we get a question like that. I was kidding, okay? I'm already going to spill my guts.
What did you answer?
Oh, you weren't here. You'll have to listen for the recording. And I'm sorry you missed. You missed it.
Okay. So are we done with this?
Yep.
Okay. What do you think when you hear the word technology, the advancement of society, the new upcoming releases from computer and video game companies? This doesn't include taking a nap when the tech news segment rolls in from the Xbox Legacy.
I can take a nap whenever I damn well want.
No, you can't.
And if it happens to coincide with the tech section, so be it.
No. Yet.
Yet.
Anyways. So, why don't we start with Brad first, as he's sort of probably the most anti-technology here.
What do I think when I hear the word technology? I guess I think things that make our lives easier. I would think technology is stuff, the things that make our lives easier.
And things we didn't have 50 years ago.
Yeah, because, I mean, you think, you know, 50 years ago we didn't have Hoovers. Well, perhaps we did, but
what
early forms
of Hoovers. What the heck? What's a Hoover?
Oh, you guys call it a... What do you call it? A thing that hoovers the floor.
Vacuum?
It's a vacuum cleaner.
Vacuum. We call it Hoover. Hoover's fun. I think... Well, Hoover's a brand name, but they're referred to as Hoovers here.
Interesting.
After, no, it's not really, like, Shane.
After
really
the hot. Herbert Hoover president?
No, after I will find out now. The Hoover Company, which was... It's an American. It must be an American
term.
I've
heard of the brand.
Yeah, me too.
I've heard of the brand, but, like, we don't call it a Hoover. It's a vacuum.
We call it a Hoover because we rock. And it was started by a guy called Spangler. Just be thankful they didn't call it a Spangler. I'm going to get the Spangler, right? And clean the floor.
That sounds like something for dirtier floor, not to clean it.
Yeah. We need a dirty floor. Go get the Spangler.
Okay.
Okay.
Mike?
Yeah, just basically as Brad sums up, anything that makes your life easier and anything that's, like, constantly improving.
Yeah, I have to agree there, you know?
All three of us have the same answer.
Well, no, not me entirely. I have
that's
to agree
have
with
to be
you
different.
Guys... With you guys putting it in the past, you know? But I also have to think of putting it into the future, you know? Like, where will we be in 20 years in terms of microprocessor development? Where will we be in 50 years, etc.? Like, will we have 128-bit CPUs in 10 years? Will we actually be able to use them? I don't know. Will we be able to use a 64-bit CPU in 10 years? Hopefully.
All these questions, oh my god.
Will
it just makes you feel fantastic to be alive, doesn't it?
Exactly. Will internet access be universal? Will internet access be universal? I don't know. Maybe.
He said like a stuck record, doesn't he? Will internet access be universal? Will internet access be universal? Will internet access be universal?
Will we find intelligent life on other planets?
No, we won't, because people are wasting their money doing that. No, we won't.
That's the kind of technology I like, the things that are looking forward, you know? And also
things that are a big waste of money.
Oh, please. You and your space exploration attitude.
Waste of money.
One day they'll find the cure for cancer.
My opinion on space exploration can be summed up in one word. One phrase. And there's enough wrong with this planet before we go and find another one to fuck up.
Okay.
That's true. You cannot deny that.
But what if we found some form of bacteria on Mars that helped us with the cure to cancer? Would you be
what
happy
if I just say la 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 and totally disregard your
this?
Point? La 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 la.
Would you be happy if we wasted our money on this?
I think we've more chance fueling the money into research on this planet.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah. Please.
I'd go
I think
to Mars.
I think Shane's just fascinated with Star Trek.
Oh! Thing.
It's a sick obsession.
No, it's not, actually. Yes, for any of you guys who wants to see my wallpaper.
No, for any of you people who want to waste 5 minutes of your life, that's what you should say.
Thank you, Xbox Legacy. Excellent question. Excellent. That's exactly
and again, we
the
went
kind
majorly
of tech
off topic
I want.
Into space exploration and why it's bullshit.
It's not. Okay, next one, Brad. Or
I
Mike,
took them last.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it does actually address to him.
Mike, have you decided to start playing again after that Visage drop? And, okay, I'll answer that part first. Well, yeah, I've been playing kind of like a bit every once in a while, but I don't know, RuneScape's just not that fun lately. It was kind of surprising to get that. But
yeah,
it won't make me play that much more.
It wants you to start playing again.
So yeah,
what you need to do is you need to pick a skill and just go get 99 in it.
Skills get boring once you like train them too much.
Really?
I like to switch around
day
and do all the skills.
Right, you're the one who's going to get 99 on all of them on the same day.
Sure.
Oh, and
5 years from now.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I would log on to RuneScape for that.
Are you going to log on when I get 99 Herbler?
Possibly,
yeah, okay.
If you pay.
If you pay me.
Brad?
If you pay me. If he pays me. If he pays
me. How much
me,
would you pay him?
I'm not paying him to log on.
How much does he have to pay you, Brad?
Nothing. See, there we go.
Good job. Shane, do you enjoy games such as Age of Empires and Civilizations? Thanks and congratulations for staying on this for the whole 3 years from Sirwood 13.
Well, without Shane, there would be no podcast, so. Apart from the 1 week where Mike and I did it. That was the most downloaded episode of the summer.
I don't
so I think
believe that.
That.
I don't
it
believe
was,
that. That show
seriously,
was.
It
that
was.
Show was not that good.
It was good.
Awesome. It was awesome.
No.
It was good.
I don't believe it.
Anyways.
You're just making that up to try and get me to come on the show
no,
more often.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
If he is lying, that's a serious damaging hit to my ego.
Wouldn't it be to Shane's ego? Because you were on that episode.
Yeah, but if he's lying and the episode was really least downloaded, then it'll make me feel bad.
But I wouldn't lie about something like that. I'm not going to hide truth
from
people.
You.
Same, continue.
Okay, so, Shane, do you enjoy games such as Ages of Empires and Civilization?
Quite frankly, I've never heard of Civilization and Age of Empires. I've never played. So
I guess he means RTS games.
Yeah, they're real-time strategy games.
You know, RTS games are kind of fun after you learn how to do everything and whatnot. Best RTS game I've ever played was...
Star Trek!
Armada 2. And Mike played that too, actually.
Yeah.
It was the shame.
And he was actually better at it than I was.
It's not very difficult, is it, to be better in the game than you are? I think I hit a bone there. I hit a nerve.
Oh, I just realized what you said.
Oh, yes, there it is.
No. But, yes. Anyways, thanks for the congratulations on 3 years. And as Brad said, podcast sort of comes before everything else on RSBNB, I think. For me,
for
at
you,
least.
For you, at least.
And
for me as
hopefully
well, yeah.
For you, cause... too.
Yeah, for me, yeah. Cool.
That's good. Next one.
Yeah, I'm down.
Brad.
Okay. Let me just click back to the wiki. Right. Hey, everybody. Congrats on the 3rd anniversary. Thank you very much. My question this week goes to Mike. By now, you've seen the official Mike Needs a New Avatar thread, and I see you've posted. So are we going to see a new avatar, or is the infamous smile, the little mean face with the tongue out? He didn't post that. I just said it because he posted an image and I had to sub for it. Sorry, I'm going majorly off topic. Or is the original avatar going to stay?
Well, I'm not sure if anything can live up to that smiley face with the tongue sticking out.
That is legendary. Good. I remember that avatar before I even joined the site.
I don't know. Now if I change my avatar, I feel it has to be something really good because I had that one for so long.
Yeah, that is a good avatar.
I don't know what to
avatar.
Change it to.
I got my Picard guy, you know?
I was going to use this as... I was going to change my avatar to this, but Mike can use it if he wants. Hang a second.
I got the one... Send it in the group convo. There's the group convo. But my Captain Picard guy one is good because that's when Captain Picard is ordering the ship away from a self-destructing observatory.
Oh, the panda bear earthquake.
And the panda rolling down the hill. That's a cool avatar.
I don't know. It'll stay as the current one for a while.
I got an idea. Why don't you take a video of your two cats and then convert it to a GIF?
That's too much work. And my cats aren't interesting. They just sit there and do nothing.
Make them collide into each other and hit their heads together or something. You know, like how
I think you can go to jail for that on animal cruelty charges, Shane.
No, they would do it on their own, like fighting or something.
Yeah
but you probably
have
to be sitting there for ages waiting for them to do it.
Yeah, I don't have a camcorder either, so how would I do that?
Take lots of still pictures.
Yeah, I'm not changing it for a while. Thanks for the question.
That was from PFK99s. PFK, noof noof. I don't know how you'd say 99s in French.
PFK, woof woof.
Nuff, nuff.
Nuff,
woof, woof.
Nerf, nerf. It's overpowered. It needs nerfing. Nerf it. Nerf, nerf, nerf.
Nuff, nuff. Like, nuff, you know, one, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, huit, nuff.
Yes, I know, Shane. I'm just playing dumb.
Okay. Thank you, PFK, nuff, nuff. For 99s. I don't know how you'd say nuff, nuff.
99, PFK, 99.
Wow, okay.
Having fun with words is fun.
Okay.
Also a tiny bit retarded.
Last question, anyone?
Someone take it.
Congratulations on 3rd anniversary. I would like to ask something about the Xbox 360 when you get the Red Wing and your warranty is up. Do you think that you should have to pay to get it fixed? I mean, it is a flaw in their design. That's from iMac.
I thought if you had a Red Ring of Death, they would repair it even if you didn't have a warranty. Or was I wrong about that?
That's only for 3 years.
Oh, right.
And then... Well, yeah.
3 years is more than enough, because within 3 years, we'll probably be seeing, the Xbox 720 or something.
720. 360. Doubled. Wow, that's really... If they do that, I just won't buy it on the principle that the name is so unimaginative.
So, I absolutely think they should be replacing them. It's a flaw in their design, so they should be replaced.
What if you... Yeah, I agree, but... Yeah, what if you get one replaced, a month before your warranty's up, and they just send you a new one, and then that one dies a month later?
Yeah, that's also a good point. It should be three. You should have like a grace period after you get it back to make sure it's working, like another 3 years or something. Like, there's no reason why they can't do that. Microsoft is a big company with lots of money.
Yeah, 3 years for each replacement.
Exactly. Speaking of Xboxes, I've got an article coming out next week for Informer called "What If." What if Apple made the Xbox 360?
Oh, jeez.
What if Shane stopped being a Mac fanboy and had an objective view of things rather than
I'm
Mac is the best?
I'm not a Mac fanboy.
You are.
No, I'm
you
not.
Are
Matthew was the Mac fanboy.
No, you are the Mac fanboy.
Why?
You are. Because you're like, Mac is better than anything. Mac isn't overpriced when Mac clearly is overpriced.
No,
and
no,
I can
no,
say
no,
that because
no,
I
no.
bought one.
If somebody asks me and they give me the profile of what they do and it's more suited to a PC, I will tell them to get a PC.
No, you didn't. You told me
yes.
to get a Mac and I did nothing to
you. Because you said
nothing.
You wanted it for schoolwork.
No, I didn't. You lied to me, man. You lied. Why would you do that, man? You lied. Man, you lied.
I did it. So stay tuned to informer.rsbnb.com.
To read his opinionated fanboy stuff.
That's coming out next Tuesday. But yes, definitely should not have to pay to get it fixed, and they should offer warranty from the point to when you get it back. I think that would be the best thing to do. So that's that, unless anybody else has anything on this one. Brad, how's your Xbox?
Yeah, it's fine. It red-ringed once, and I was really scared, but it turned out to just keep working after that.
Well, that's good. Mike, your new one's okay?
Yeah, it hasn't crapped out yet.
Yeah, that's good. I'm a little worried about mine, because you know what happens to it, hey?
Takes like a minute to start up.
Yeah, 30 seconds most days. 10 seconds if I'm lucky, sometimes a minute for it to actually start up. So that's the only problem it has.
You broke it.
I didn't break it.
Broke it.
No.
Yeah, you broke it.
No. Anyways, that's the end of questions, unless you guys have anything else on this one.
No,
once,
I have nothing else to
going add. Twice. Gone. First piece of tech news this week. What do you guys know about this week?
It was the worst week of the year because of the WWDC.
Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference 3. New sort of announcements. First one being the iPhone 3G, which is basically a faster, better version of the original iPhone, as they say, but after doing some price comparisons, various people have said that it'll actually end up being more expensive in the long run because of the subsidies that they're giving to the phone companies and the different plans and whatnot, so we'll just have to wait and see.
More expensive for everyone, not just iPhone users.
Yes. And it's coming July 11th, including Canada.
Oh, wow, we actually get it.
Yeah, and they got this really neat ad about it. Did you guys see it?
No.
It's like a spy-type ad. Link will be in the notes.
It's finally here.
Send the video in.
The first phone to beat the iPhone. It surfs the web and downloads data twice as fast for half the price. Introducing the new iPhone.
Yeah, I can't watch
3G.
It because the Apple site is gay.
Oh, right, the QuickTime in bed.
Yeah, it thinks they don't have QuickTime when I actually do.
Really?
Yeah.
I know QuickTime gives problems on the Windows platform a bit, so they really should work on that. Maybe look at flash distribution. So take a look at this ad. It will be in the show notes. We also got the word that OS 10, 10.6 will be called Snow Leopard, which is basically an innovation of the current Leopard, which seeks
innovation seeks to
make 64-bit mainstream, more media and internet for cloud computing type things, take more advantage of the GPU, and actually take advantage of multi-core processors in the actual OS.
And it's a really original name.
Snow Leopard.
Shouldn't it already be taking, like, using multi-core processors and stuff?
Well, some applications do, but not the operating system itself.
Well, they're like slow then.
Skype is multi-core aware. No. Like, it can distribute the tasks between multi-core, but it just can't do it as well as it should be doing it. It can do it like Windows and everything. But I think it's fitting we play this clip.
I'm a leopard, man.
No. Yet never. Die. Painfully slowly.
Do a snow leopard one.
I'm a snow leopard, man. Happy now?
Have I made it? Very.
Very good.
And the third kind of news, I'm not going to go into depth on this kind of thing because I know most people don't enjoy this kind, but I do, so I put it in. .Mac has been rebranded to Mobile Me.
Mobile Me. What a crap name.
It's basically their answer to Microsoft Live, which allows you to access your email, contacts, and calendar stuff everywhere. So it's basically what Google and Microsoft have been doing for quite some time now. It's just rebranded from .Mac to Mobile Me. So, should be interesting to see how it goes, because that's the way everything's going now. So, anyway, so if you're more interested, just take a peek around the various Apple sites for that. Anyways, that's that story. Brad, you can do the next tech news, because you actually showed it to me.
Okay, the title of this is Swedish Left Party Wants to Legalize Piracy. This Sunday, the Swedish Left... Crazy Swedish bastards. Anyway... This Sunday, the Swedish Left Party voted in favor of a motion calling for the legalization of sharing copyrighted files for personal use. The party, which currently holds 22 seats in the Swedish Parliament, sees piracy as something positive, much like public libraries. At the party's congress this weekend, party members had a vote on a motion that would legalize the uploading and downloading of copyright material for personal use, as long as it's not for commercial purposes. From the out, I think this is rather interesting, but I think it's not feasible. Because in that case,
exactly.
The whole entertainment industry would cease to exist. Because
they've been making money from it.
Who is going to pay the lawsuits from people like the RIAA and MPAA in Sweden? Like, surely they have to deal with those kind of people for the American films and whatnot.
I don't know.
You know, would the country have to pay that?
Meaner speak of the English.
So. I guess I don't think it'll work.
Yeah, it works in theory, but I don't think it would work in practice.
Exactly.
Much like communism. Communism works in theory.
Exactly. So, I think we all agree on this, that it's a good idea in theory, but it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Also, speaking of this, I was taking a look at Bill C-61, which is the Canadian copyright law. And there are people everywhere getting up in arms about this. It's like the American DMCA and whatnot. But this thing actually allows you to copy media you own to personal devices like MP3 players, video players, and whatnot. So it's nothing like the DMCA. It's completely illegal to do that in the U.S., sadly. I just figured I'd throw that in.
Which is funny.
I know. And you were saying there's also something for, like, caching media or something?
Oh, like, for network services, it's not illegal to cache the media or to provide storage for it.
Exactly.
Like, for companies that run hosting and stuff.
So technically we could do that because we have a dedicated server and could have hosting. So if somebody wanted us to host their stuff, we could cache it for them.
Yeah, we're technically not doing anything illegal as long as we're, like, not aware of it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, all these legal things, they're all so confusing, you know? But.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm not a lawyer, nor do I want to be. But I just figured I'd look this up because I was watching today over lunch the people in the House of Commons taking stabs at each other. It's quite funny. You're in Edmonton, I think it's channel 102.
Really?
Yeah, 102, I believe.
102 is just like this weird graph thing on my TV.
Oh. I don't know what channel it is then. I don't know, I'll check it out. 102, 105, maybe? If you're in Edmonton, but check your local listings for CPAC. It's called. If you're in Canada, it's fun to watch. I don't know, do you enjoy watching those kind of things?
I watch Prime Minister's Questions, which is the UK version of that, which is Wednesdays.
It's kind of interesting. So, anyways, so that's that. Firefox 3 release date has been announced, even though RC3 came out earlier today. June 17th, so that's the day to download Firefox 3 to set the world record. Mm-hmm. Are you guys both going to download it?
Yep. Maybe.
Yes, Mike, you have to say yes.
Maybe. No, he doesn't. He can say what he wants.
But he's a Linux user.
So?
Open source.
It won't come out on the Ubuntu repositories for like a day or so, probably.
Oh, so you have to compile it from source then. And they probably don't count source
Or I could just download the pre-compiled.
Yeah, I guess that would count.
But it's like easier to just have it come through the repositories because then it automatically updates by itself.
I see. Well, maybe go in your virtual Windows then and download one. Because we want to make it the most downloaded software ever, so... Be sure to download Firefox 3 on June 17th. That's next Tuesday, by the way. Yeah. Anyways, so... Unless anybody else has anything on this, we can move on to rants.
Nothing.
Okay. Fru wants the first rant.
I don't mind. Assign me anyone.
Okay, Brad, you take the second one. Mike, take the third one. I'll take the first one.
Okay.
So I have the second one.
Yes, you do. Dear Former, great news from all of us here at Sandwich Lady Inc. We know how much you love our mouth-watering... What the hell was that?
Anyway, change his kite for anyone.
Our mouth...
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind weird.
For me.
We know how much you love mouth-watering products such as triangle sandwiches and baguettes. So we have designed a way to help you enjoy them even more. We developed a new technology that allows you to stack your delicious homemade goods, and you can have as many baguettes as you can get your hands on. Not only this, but baguettes also will also become wieldable. However, it will also have a minus 10 bonus in all stats, as we, Sandwich Lady Inc., do not encourage violence in any way. Unfortunately, our ideas still have to be approved by Jagex before they're put into use. This is why we need you. With your support and fresh ideas, our new system will be up and running in no time. Best of regards. Some person's name who I'm not going to say because he wrote the rant. High Council member of Sandwich Lady Inc. on orders from High Council leader, another person's name. Except against other brands of delicious homemade goods. Homemade goods.
Okay, what do you guys think? So what this guy is trying to say in a really long-winded way is he thinks there should be a wieldable baguette to be used as a weapon.
It sounds more like a suggestion than a rant to me.
Yeah, it's not a rant.
And why did he have to go and stuff should be stackable.
And why the hell did he have to go and type it in this really long role-playing manner? That just puts me off his idea, if anything.
Yeah. Because it's RuneScape.
The same could have been expressed in a line, but I think it's a rather good way of expressing it.
I don't know.
You guys don't think so?
Brevity is the soul of wit.
What?
Brevity is the soul of wit.
I've never heard that before. What does it mean?
Never mind. It's from English.
Oh, okay.
Moving on. Next round.
I don't want to know, so... I think it's a good idea. Yes, Brad. Your turn. Brad.
That's so Brad. Funny. Anyway. As you all know, GE is working like this. First orders are being served first. Question mark, question mark, question mark. So tell me what happens when a 24/7 RS merchant puts on offer, let's say, 100 what? Don't interrupt me, boy. So tell me what happened when a 24/7 RS merchant put on offer, let's say, 100 3RA plate when they just update. They will get all those plates first while others are getting nothing. We'll make millions using GE. Because, as you may not know, those kind of merchants are billionaire. So they put offer like 100 plus plates, and you guys will never be able to get any! Unless you buy them from those Merck, and they will generally offer like 100 million of junk added with the plate. So I think this should change for certain items like GS, Bandos, Armor, 3RA, or an I thing, very valuable. You should be able to buy only one of EA. Triple exclamation mark. By the way, I'm not a nerd. Oh, I think you are. And I know how those greedy merc are abusing the system. I recently saw a thread of a guy selling 90 gilded legs. There's about 10 exclamation marks there. How can you let things like... How can you let things going like this? It has to change. Comments are appreciated. Say no to junk... Christ, there's like a million exclamation there. That's the, say no to junk trade. That's the new way of scamming with one M. As I don't like to be a grammar Nazi, but the fact that this person can't string one sort of legible sentence together does make it hard to take their opinion seriously. I'd not, and they don't even make it that clear what they're trying to talk about. It's just crap.
I know. I have a vague idea too. Do you guys kind of get this?
Not really. I'm very confused.
I think he's saying that people buy all the items off the Grand Exchange and then just sell them through trade. I don't know.
Like, well, that's sort like of what happens. Remember with my scales? Except I didn't sell them.
Yeah. Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to sell those through trade, really, would you? People just buy them.
No, probably not.
People just buy them on the GE. And then price would just go back down again.
Yeah, so the guy is basically saying that merchants are sucking up all the items and raising prices for everyone, when really the GE should have stopped this. But really, that's how things were before, right?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
I don't know.
So in trying to solve one problem, they have created another. Well done. That's truly the Jagex way.
But it's not really a problem, is it?
I don't know.
I don't see it as a problem.
Well, I guess if he buys like a thousand like armadillo plates, the price would go up, and then he just sells them through tradespeople, and that doesn't affect the price.
Perhaps this complete idiot who is unable to write one coherent sentence has actually got quite an intelligent idea yet, but because he's such an idiot, we're not able to properly understand it.
So what's his intelligent idea?
What Mike just said. God, do you listen? The intelligent idea of buying from the GE is raising prices and then selling through trade at the raised GE price.
Oh, right, yes.
There we go. Wasn't difficult, was it?
There we go. Not at all.
I don't get the no junk trade thing, though. I don't get how that's scamming. No, that's... It's not...
You know, I was thinking about this as I was going to bed last night, and it doesn't really make sense.
TMI, Shane, TMI.
What?
Huh?
Never mind. Continue on, Shane. Continue on.
Okay. It doesn't make sense, because I still have to give two. Like, if I'm buying something for 300, selling something for 300 mil, and it's only worth 50 mil market, I still have to give 250 mil worth of junk that I accumulated from somewhere. So where am I going to get this junk? Am I going to buy it for 250 mil?
I feel like I've gotten stupider since we started trying to talk about this.
This just doesn't make sense. I don't even understand why people are concerned about it. It doesn't make sense, but anyways, yes. We can move on if you want.
Yes, well, please. Very.
The scamming now is a lot less than it was before the GE.
Yeah, which
even
is
if
kind of
if there is scamming though.
I don't know.
I don't get how that junk trade thing works.
Yeah.
I don't think it's scamming.
Anyways,
it's not a scam, is it? No. It's just a way to trade items at it's just a way to beat the system. Because if you wanted to give, you know, somebody something worth 20k, they would just put up 20k worth of junk and you'd give them the 20k. It's not really scamming.
Yeah, but they could have just sold the 20k worth of junk to get the 20k.
Exactly. Like, God, doesn't make sense.
Didn't we have a rant about the beating the system a few weeks ago?
Yes. Yeah, 2-3 weeks ago, something like
that. Well, they exchange junk to the value of something. I don't know. It doesn't make sense at all. It doesn't.
Like, even if it's like a junky item like needles, they'd have to buy the needles in the first place. Whoever gets the needles won't be able to sell them, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Anyways, moving on. Final rant.
All right. I've been thinking about this question since December 10th, And after all these corrections Jagex has made, I rethink about the removal of PKing. In fact, I'm going to list these corrections for RuneScape. 3K staking cap. Real world traders can't go through this for sure. 3K trade limit. Ditto from above. Removal of killing other players in the wilderness. Stopped real world trading for good. Gravestones. Real world traders surely can't pick up people's items after they die now. Wait. Rewind. Now let's think about this. Real world item traders would kill their trader and take their money and then make the deal complete. However, they kill their trader with gravestones. Won't they just drop a gravestone and the player can't see their item? So let me get this straight. Real world item traders killed people to drop their money, but gravestones would just fall in their place anyways, therefore getting nothing. Let me ask you this now. If real world item traders traded through killing players in the wilderness and players dropped gravestones, then would real world item traders still be gone? So why not revive PKing? Does this make much sense to anyone?
No, not to me. It's written in another language.
Okay. Newer players won't miss out on what older players had the opportunity to do long ago. Sure, they may not get any drops from killing other players except for a gravestone, but the pleasure from just reliving the past is exhilarating enough. The benefits of bringing player killing back into the wilderness are as follows. Real-world item traders will still have no effect. Many ranters would shut up if they could PK again. The thrill will be back for Abyssal Runecrafters. The ditch Jagex made will actually have a use again. The fear of other people at Mage Arena Bank will be back. And that is wonderful to feel. No need for revenants, they'll be gone. With no revenants comes snowy agility course peaceful training. The wilderness won't be safe, it'll be dangerous. Okay, he seems to contradict himself a lot.
He's saying that with the fact that players can't drop their, like, people can't see what people drop anymore when they die, why can't we have PKing?
Because we can't.
Why? Why?
Because I said so. I think he's got a good point, but I thought one of the main ideas for PKing, well, the main perks, advantages of PKing was you had the possibility of getting items, and what's the point of PKing if you can't get any items?
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Whenever we went PKing, I got more joy out of killing someone than getting their items.
If if you kill someone with a whip or something, you get a whip. You kill someone with nice armor, you get nice armor. That's the whole thing, isn't it? Trophies.
Yeah, but... Isn't it better to just experience the joy of the hunt and not get the items?
Maybe some people would see it that way.
Like, that's the way I see it. It's more thrilling to know someone's suffering because they can't get their items back.
You like people to suffer, you sadistic
bastard. Fact, you know that you caused this, you know?
I don't think there's much...
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay. I have nothing more to say on this, really.
Mike?
I don't have anything interesting to say. Like, he says, with no revenants comes peaceful training, but then he says the wilderness will be dangerous again. So how does that even make sense?
Well, yeah, that point's kind of true, you know, that you did have to worry about agility people before, but oh well, I can't be 100% true all the time, so anyways. But it's a good idea, but I don't know. Like, would it be possible to bring wilderness back to how it was, but just not have people drop their items?
I don't know.
I think it would be. Mike, yes or no?
I don't know. It wouldn't really change much.
Yeah, exactly. So why not? Brad?
No comment.
Okay. In that news, I think we should call rants done, unless if anyone else has any final
rants
words.
Over.
Okay. So this is our third year anniversary show. So we figured it's been about time, 2 years, since the original show website was put up, so we figured it was about time for a change. So we've implemented a website theme that looks like the rest of RSBNB.
Did you put it up now?
Yep, it's up right now. I just pressed the button right now. So if you go to update.rsbnb.com, you can see the new website theme. There might be a few little quirks that have to be worked out, but we'll work them out eventually. Like if, for instance, I'm seeing right now that the archives link at the side is a bit cramped, but that can all be fixed. But anyways, so update.rsbnb.com, new show website. It looks more modern and... oh, the search doesn't work. Oops. I guess that's what you get for making a website at 2 a.m., hey?
Website.
So that's that. Take a look at this, update.rsbnb.com. Also, we'd like to thank Chief Snake for the album art that we've updated ours to. It's much more modern looking than what we had before and much more unplain, let's say. So thank you for that. Check out the website. That's my main piece of news here. Content crew members announced, so they're working on their own, their little tasks, I assume?
Yeah, we started out really slow, I guess. But yeah, everyone's working pretty quick.
That's good. So, content crew members, so sorry if you didn't get accepted.
They're waiting on me to finish the CMS. Southern's giving them a new task soon, I think.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so Southrend and you are pretty much running the show, and I don't know, I think I'm just there as sort of a disciplinarian.
Disciplinarian, yeah, right. You couldn't discipline shit, Shane, and you know.
Oh, sure I could. No, you could. Go to your room.
I am in my room. I'm recording. Done.
Oh, right. Okay. Stand on one foot.
No. Go to hell.
Yeah, that's not very good disciplining.
Yeah, if you have kids...
Shave your head.
I've been very naughty, Father. I've stolen. Stand on one foot.
So, yeah, check out the show website. Content crew, congratulations to you guys. Let's do a bit of a Skill of the Month update, shall we? rsbnb.com/skotm. Right now... it appears that Titus is winning by about 100k XP, and Shadow Master is catching up to him with a div in a close third, so isn't Titus quitting at 90?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see what level he's at now.
Yeah, so it's not an excuse to quit, and we got something coming out next month that'll make sure that you guys don't quit. Let's see that.
Yeah, my high scores isn't loading, the Jagex high scores.
Oh, really?
That's nice.
Interesting.
He's level 86.
Anyway. Oh, so he's still going to probably go for a bit. Okay. So that's that. Check it out. And the fishing trawler this weekend, which is on Sunday at 1 p.m. RSBNB time, 8 p.m. BST. So you guys can check out the forum topic and make time conversions on that. So, what have we all been up to?
I can go first.
Okay, Brad.
Sorry, what?
What have you been up to?
I've been very confused and not sure of my surroundings or what's going on.
Oh,
and just
why?
Like just now, you know? What's going
on? Oh, what about past this
it's
week?
It's been a fairly boring week, what can I say?
How's your neck?
Fine, piss off, Shane.
Oh, that's good.
Piss off, Shane. Oh, that's good.
I didn't mean it to be like that. Damn it. It's like all those times on MSN when I type and I it's like an accident, you know?
Yeah, like an accident, you know? just get on to what you've been doing this week.
Mike?
Oh, I've just been coding. I haven't been doing much.
Okay. Okay. And as for me, I've been doing Herblore. I got 93. I plan to have 94 by this weekend. So that should be very interesting. And I've been coding the RSBNB update site and getting ready to start development on actually getting into the RuneWire code. So that should be interesting. So That's what I've been up to. And I am sitting in my room right now as well, because I got people downstairs who are attempting to install an air conditioning unit and are having more problems. And they're going to be here for another 5
Incompetent
hours.
Incompetent Canadians. Are they charging? Are they charging by the hour? Because if so, they're raping.
No. It's a signed contract already.
Yeah, good. Because
for negotiating.
If they were getting, if they're getting paid per hour, and they said, "Yeah, we're gonna have to stay another 5 hours," you'd be really screwed.
So yeah, that's what I've been up to. Not much else. So anybody else have anything before we tie this one off? I guess not. But that said, the RSBNB Update 156 is done for our third year anniversary.
3 years.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.